Hi, I'm Fred Kasten. Welcome to Jazz New Orleans here on New Orleans Public Radio, 89.9 WWNO, WWNO.org. Every Friday night at 8, 2 hours of the best jazz from the last 70 years, with a strong accent on New Orleans, and an extended conversation with our Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week. This week, that is, with saxophonist and composer Wessel Warm Daddy Anderson, who grew up in Crown Heights, Brooklyn, son of a jazz drummer.
Before I became a saxophonist, I was the drum roadie. I'd pick up my father's drums and take them. My father would do gigs around. And before I started playing, I used to see him do rehearsals at the house where he had a basement. And he had drums on there and piano and bass. So musicians were like uncles to me, uncles and aunts. They would come by, they'd rehearse. They were very friendly. They all had a certain personality that they talked with. As musicians, we have our own dialect that we talk about.
Lots more coming up from Wes Anderson in just about 45 minutes here on Jazz New Orleans. Berg, Louisiana saxophonist and composer Jerome Terrio is sadly suffering from terminal cancer, but he's long held the dream of having these great tunes that he's written through the years recorded by a top-notch jazz ensemble, and that dream has now come true thanks to the Larry Seaworth Quartet and this brand-new CD, Jay's Dream, the music of Jerome Terrio. From that right now, Jerome Terrio's Do Right. Louisiana composer and saxophonist Jerome Terrio's Do Right from the Larry Seaberth Quartet and the new CD, Jay's Dream, the music of Jerome Terrio. Jazz New Orleans, 89.9 WWNO, WWNO.org. Hi, I'm Fred Caston. Thanks for stopping by for some Jazz New Orleans tonight. Coming up, Bob Florence and the Limited Edition Orchestra with a tune that was a gigantic hit for Glenn Miller back in 1939 after he recast the original 1935 version that was greeted with sort of a yawn. And if you've been wondering, what's the cause of it all? Ernestine Anderson will sing some answers for you here in just a little while. Jazz New Orleans is made possible thanks in part to the generosity of anonymous New Orleans music lovers. The music lovers at Snug Harbor Jazz Bistro, 626 Frenchman Street. Complete schedule information available at snugjazz.com. And the folks at Hopper's Carte de Van, 5601 Magazine Street, just across from Whole Foods. Wines as unique as New Orleans. Here's one of Fats Waller's best compositions done by a great contemporary pianist, Mr. Chick Corea and his trio, The Jitterbug Waltz.
Thank you.
New Orleans-born alto saxophonist Jesse Davis, Here's That Rainy Day, featuring the late, great Mulgrew Miller. And Bob Florence with the limited edition orchestra, Glenn Miller's Moonlight Serenade. Jazz New Orleans, 89.9 WWNO, WWNO.org. Support for WWNO comes from the New Orleans Opera Association, presenting Marschner's The Vampire on October 11th and 13th at the Mahalia Jackson Theater for the Performing Arts. Opera bites back this season. Tickets and opera information are available at neworleansopera.org or 529-3000. And support comes from Café de Gare, a French restaurant on Esplanade Avenue, blocks from City Park and the New Orleans Museum of Art, open for lunch and dinner Wednesday through Sunday and offering Sunday brunch. Reservations 504-945-5635. Menu and daily specials at cafedegas.com. Wonderful New Orleans singer Banu Gibson checks in now. I Don't Know Enough About You.
I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. Just when I think you're mine, you try a different line. And baby, what can I do? I read the latest news, no buttons on my shoes, but baby, I'm confused about you. You got me in a spin, oh, what a stew I'm in, 'cause I don't know enough about you. Jack of all trades, master of none, and isn't it a shame? I'm so sure that you'd be good for me if only you play my game. You know I went to school and I'm nobody's fool, that is to say, until I met you. I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. I'm a little gem in geology, but I don't know enough about you. One early morning, as he was walking, he met a woman and he started talking. Went in a tavern to get a few nips, but all he had was one mint julep. One mint julep was the cause of it all. He didn't remember just how it started, but all he knows is they should have parted. He stole a kiss and then another. He didn't mean to take it further. One mint julep was the cause of it all. Were burning low there in the tavern when through the swinging door up popped her father. He said, I saw you when you kissed my daughter. Got to wed her right now, I'll face slaughter. He didn't know just what he was doing. He had to marry or face ruin. One mint julep, a mint julep, a mint julep, yeah, a mint julep. One mint julep was the cause of it all. From now on, he'll be thinking double. He'll buy her roses, or maybe tulips. He got too much trouble from buying tulips. He don't remember just how it started, but all he knows is they should have parted. He stole a kiss and then another. He didn't mean to take it any further. One mint julep was the cause of it all. Now there is a moral to this story, and the moral is, don't be messing around early in the morning with some strange broad. Woman, make that woman in taverns drinking mint juleps if you're not serious, because as it happens, he ended up in a shotgun wedding. He claims he didn't mean to take it any further, but her father had some other ideas.
on the matter. He told him, "You're gonna marry my daughter or else. Or else." And that "or else" is me. Know what I mean? Today he is in a whole lot of trouble. Got to think double. Yeah, 1 mint julep. One little old mint julep was the cause of it all. Yeah. Stay away from them juleps. And keep away from them strange lips.
Thank you.
Pittsburgh, PA, born trombone great Al Gray with brother Jack MacDuff, Torn Me Loose from Me and Jack, and Ernestine Anderson singing about One Mint Julep. It was the cause of it all. At last, some answers. Jazz New Orleans, 89.9 WWNO, WWNO.org. Hi, I'm Fred Caston. Thanks for stopping by for Jazz New Orleans tonight. Support for WWNO provided by the Greater New Orleans Foundation, an organization connecting donors to community needs for over 25 years, online at gnof.org. Time now for our Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week. This week, that is saxophonist, composer, and educator Wessel Warm Daddy Anderson. Wes Anderson grew up in Brooklyn, son of a jazz drummer, surrounded by music and musicians.
Before I became a saxophonist, I was the drum roadie. I'd pick up my father's drums and take him. My father would do gigs around. And before I started playing, I used to see him do rehearsals at the house. We had a basement, and they had drums on there, and piano, and bass. So musicians were like uncles to me, uncles and aunts. They would come by, they'd rehearse. They were very friendly. They all had a certain personality that they talk with. As musicians, we have our own dialect that we talk about. So just as a young musician, I got a chance to hear the jazz music early. My father's brother, he used to work at a famous club in New York City called Birdland that was named after Charlie Parker. And then my aunt, she used to, they all used to go out. My father was the youngest of the three. So my aunt would, she used to love to dance, and they used to have a dance group called the Brooklyn Beboppers. And she used to dance with Charlie Parker. She loved Charlie Parker. Her favorite tune was Scrapple from the Apple, a tune made famous by Charlie Parker. And every holiday, everybody would come by the house, my mother would make food, and they'd have a couple of drinks, and then after that, then it would begin. So my aunt, she said, look, I don't need anybody to dance with. I'm going to dance with the door. She would dance with the doorknob and show us, you know, how hip it was in the 50s and 60s growing up in New York. My family's mostly Caribbean. They're from Barbados. And I never got a chance to go to Barbados until I got older. Started working with Wynton Marcellus. And I finally met some of my family down in Barbados. I didn't think anybody was still left. My grandmother, she's a talking accent. She said, boy, when you go down there, you're going to hear them. They're going to know you. They're going to look just like you. They're going to be big. And the women going to have arms and stuff look like you. And they look just like me. We finished the concert in Barbados. And there was two women that were talking. It was an outside concert. But it had like a big ledge. And these women just were talking. And I said, who they are? They said, you don't know me? I'm your aunt. Your grandmother called me, telling me you're coming. So that brought me closer to the Caribbean side of my family.
Is that your mother's or your father's?
That's my father's family. And so that was very interesting to see that later on in life. I was in my 20s working with Wynton. But growing up in Brooklyn, like I said, my father would always have rehearsals at the house. And eventually he said, okay, what instrument do you want to play? I said, well, I don't know. So he brought a piano, an acoustic piano out. It was a great piano. It was about this tall. It couldn't get down the basement because it was so big. But all the musicians would come and say, your father got you playing that piano, huh? I figured that. I know that. My father was very aggressive. So when we got the piano and he said, yeah, play this tune. I said, Scrapple from the Apple, the same tune. My aunt, like, I said, I don't know how to play it. He said, well, I'm going to play the music every day you come home from school, and you're going to figure out what to do.
Wes Anderson was 12 when his dad started him on piano, then took up clarinet at 13, switched to alto sax a year later.
When I was 17, I met the great Sonny Stitt. Now, this was unbelievable because he was the only person I heard at that time that was living that sounded like Charlie Parker. So to me, I said, well, this is Charlie Parker right here. So my dad would play with him. He would come and play for 2 weeks at a club. It's not there anymore, called the Blue Coronet. It used to be on Fuller Street and Nostrand Avenue. It was a famous jazz club, Monk, and a lot of people played in there. So he would come, and he's from what we call the old school musicians, where he was like my father, but even worse, like 10 times worse. So he says, "Where are all my youngsters?" So at the time, people who were very prominent now, we all were in there. Myself, Kenny Garrett, Vincent Herring. Yeah, Vincent Herring. We all were young. We all were teenagers. So he said, "I want you all lined up against the wall." He says, "I'm going to play Cherokee in all the keys." And he says, "I'm going to be listening. Y'all better not mess up." So we didn't really know, but we knew how great he was. So we get on there, and we were just like terrible. And he said, next key. He would just go from one key to next key, and it's a very difficult tune.
Wes Anderson was just about to graduate from high school with plans to attend the Berklee School of Music that following fall, when a chance meeting with a New Orleans musician changed his life forever.
I saw a concert, an outside concert of Art Blakey with Wynton Marsalis and Branford Marsalis. At the time, I didn't know Wynton. Wynton was the newest thing that hit New York City. Everybody's talking about him. But Branford at the time was playing alto saxophone. I went to the concert. A friend of my father's, another musician, his name is Cliff Lee. He is the uncle of the great director Spike Lee. At this time, nobody knew who Spike was. But at that time, Cliff was so well known, him and Spike's father, they were brothers. They used to play a lot in Brooklyn, too. So Cliff was a good friend of my father. He said, "I'm going to take your son out and go see Art Blakey." So I went to see him. So we saw him, and I was like so amazed to see young musicians playing with Art Blakey. At that time, Art Blakey was probably early in his 60s or 70s. To see these young musicians play was like phenomenal. So it was outside. It was close to Harlem. So when we finished, Cliff took me to a club called Lickety Split. It was a small little tavern up in Harlem where they had a jam session. So he took me, he said, "Hey, you can come and learn." I'm playing, and I usually play with my eyes closed. So something told me, "You should open." Somebody is staring at you. Over my eyes, it was Branford Marsalis. I said, "Oh, my goodness." He said, no, keep playing. I like what you sound like. I said, "No, man." He said, "No." He said, "I'm going to talk to you when you finish." I said, "Oh, Lord, I got to hear this again." So we talked. I'm getting ready to graduate from high school. So Branford says, "Where are you from?" I said, "I'm from Brooklyn." He said, "You sound like the people I know down in New Orleans." I said, "I've heard of New Orleans. I don't know where it is." He says, "If we go to school, Gary, go to Berklee School of Music." I had a scholarship to go to Berklee. And Branford says, "Don't go there. You need to go study with the baton." I said, "What's the baton?" He said, "You don't know the baton?" I said, "No." He said, "Man," he says, "my teacher." I said, "Oh, where is he? I want to study wherever you study. I don't care who he is." So we talked after that night, and he gave me all the information to call. This is Alvin Batiste.
Wes Anderson gave up his Berklee scholarship and enrolled at Southern University. His 4 years in Baton Rouge studying with Alvin Batiste proved pivotal. He made great strides musically under Alvin Batiste's guidance, met his wife, Desi, got deeply familiar with the New Orleans music scene, and began his long and ongoing professional relationship with Wynton Marsalis, Victor Goines, Herlin Riley, and a host of other great musicians. Wes and his wife are back in Louisiana, living in Baton Rouge, and he's making excellent progress in recovery from a major stroke he suffered last year. Here is Wes Anderson with some tasty cooking, Sunday Soulful Supper. that's the sound of the pots being put on big time. Wessel Warm Daddy Anderson was Sunday's Soulful Supper on Jazz New Orleans.